This is Jason Marsden. You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Folks, it is episode 12 of Podcaster Meets World, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, Steve Joe, and Mike. Joining me, as always, is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We are getting back to Podcaster Meets World, folks. We are going to close this thing off this year in 2025. Yes, we promise. We're closing this off this year, or else, you know, the Klingons are going to come after us if we don't. So this time around, we've got the first half of season six of Boy Meets World. This is season six, episodes 1 through 12 of season six. First off, general thoughts from you. What did you remember of season six before you watched the first 12 episodes of the season?
Not much.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's more so because they all kind of, like, when they start hitting, like, the college years, it all starts kind of blending together for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I kind of forget who's where and what's going on, because you get, you know, the addition of, you know, the Penbrook stuff. You get the Sean and Jack situation, Sean and Angela situation, Corey and Topanga situation. And... so
all of the situationships, yes.
Yeah. All the situationships. Plus, you know, I hadn't watched it in a long time. And then I forgot the fact that, you know, oh, there's a baby.
Yeah, there's a baby. That's true. Yep. What's old is new again. And I don't think you did the research. I didn't do the research either, probably, but as of this recording, folks, Pod Meets World, which is Danielle Fishel, Ryder Strong, and Will Friedle, they've been going through their own show and reviewing it episode by episode, and they just started season six themselves. I never thought they would have Maitland Ward, who plays Rachel, on the podcast. They did. I've meant to listen to it. I've been sick for the past 2 weeks.
Ditto.
Yeah, and I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but I've heard it was very explosive. So hopefully by the time we record part two of season six, we will get a chance to listen to that and all that stuff. But yeah, the funny thing about this is I've seen... So when Boy Meets World hit Disney Channel back in the day, in the early days, when it went to Disney Channel airing, when Disney Channel was still a thing, I don't even know. I haven't had cable in years, so I don't know if Disney Channel is still a thing where they're like, oh, I'll just throw it on Disney Plus. Whatever. Just put it on there. It's fine. Streaming is the new cable. That's a topic for a different day, folks.
But yes,
it's true. Streaming is the new cable. It's like Captain Planet and the Planeteers. Every ring is a different cable service or a different streaming service. But when it originally went on to syndication, at the time, I was like, oh, cool, I'll watch. I hadn't seen Boy Meets World in years. I'm like, oh, cool, I'll watch. I remember season six and seven the most out of them all. And when I went back and I rewatched season six, these first 12 episodes, I'm like, yep, I remember that. I remember that. I remember that. I don't give a crap anything about Eric's storyline. I don't care about Jack's storyline. The comedy relief. I don't care about the comedy relief. I want to know about the stories with Corey, Topanga, with Sean and Angela and all that. That's what I was. Yeah. So, yeah. And the funny thing is, because I think they are up to, what episode are they up to? I think they are up to, I don't know. I think I'd have to look at Spotify. I'm not doing that right now. I think they're up to episode 4 or 5 over on Pod Meets World. But I remember when they did the episode 1 and 2, like his answer part 1, her answer part 2. That makes no sense. I get it. It's a naming convention thing, but you would think that part 1, part 2 would have the same, but it's a thing. I'm so glad I never went through this in my 20s. Oh God. College? No, thank you.
I did college. Like I tried it at 18, right after graduating high school. Had no idea what I wanted to do. Like I literally was taking like programming and web design and I'm like, this sucks. And I made it like half a semester and I just dropped. I didn't even drop it properly. I just stopped going. And like, it was a job that you could just quit. So I never fully like unenrolled or anything. Like, so it like showed as like a negative on my plat, you know, my,
credits.
Yeah. My credits. And then on my like kind of
record.
That's what I was looking for. And then I get to 2013 and I actually go back and then I had to deal with that. And I was going for media and because they had a media program by then. And then I was, you know, kind of having to re-navigate college, which was weird because at that point I was married and had a kid and working full time. And so, yeah, it was totally different, but I felt like I wasn't ready when I went to college initially compared to when I went back
the second time.
Yeah
I don't know what it was. I don't know, like I graduated in 99, so I don't know if it was I was ready to get out of school or I didn't want to deal with school anymore or whatever it was. I think my problem was college didn't offer me enough, and the problem, at least in Louisville, Kentucky at the time, you still had to have a math course to get anything in college.
Yeah, I still had to have a math course, which sucked.
And I'm like, why? Why do I need a algebraic geometry whatever for a creative writing degree or whatever kind of degree in writing? Like what does math have to do with writing? Nothing. Absolutely freaking nothing. Like, so yeah, college was just not for me whatsoever. So I went into the workforce. I went out and got a real job. But specifically this type of college experience is what I mean that I never had, because I went to a junior college type of thing where you just went to the campus and you went back to your apartment or whatever. I never had the dorm experience type, like what Corey and Topanga and all of their friends are doing here in this season. I never had that. Oh boy, that would be rough. whether it was 25 years ago or even now, I don't know how people do dorm college life. That's crazy to me.
I don't know how people do that or dating now.
Yeah.
Which is like one of those weird back and forths of like this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very much so. I mean, at least Corey and Topanga are pseudo married at this point. They're married, but they're not married. I mean, they've been married since they were 2, but you know, it is what it is. Yeah, that's, oh boy. But I like seeing as these 12 episodes go through, I like seeing the journey that they all end up taking. I think that's fun. Like I said, Eric has turned into, he starts off as a joke character. Eventually gets to the point of being somewhat serious.
Well, yes and no. Like, he started out in the original, like, season one and two and that kind of stuff, like, more serious, and then he starts getting more stupid as it kind of goes along, and then he has moments where he's both, like, for the remainder of the series now. Like, seasons six and seven. Like, he's got moments where he's very profound and he's very thoughtful, and there's things that, you know, he's masking behind the stupidity. And then there's things where he's actually being stupid, like, or things that actually matter to him, you know, where he's just having a good time and, like, overly excited about college.
Yep.
Or just kind of wandering in life.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What were some of your favorite moments from any of these episodes?
I mean, I like the aspect that, you know, there's the struggle of Cory and Topanga with their will they, won't they get married type stuff. Yep. And I don't know. I like Eric, even though he is kind of all over the place in the season. But I love the Feeny call, the iconic ones that are, you know.
Yes.
That was quite a presentation.
I don't know what got into me.
Well, I think what got into you was something that never really left you.
I intended to come here strictly as a student. I thought I had retired from teaching.
Yes, well, when I stopped teaching to become dean, I thought the same thing. But here I am. We're teachers, George. You put us in a classroom, we teach.
Yes, well, after all these years, I still have a lot to learn. I'm sorry, Rachel. I guess I was a poor choice for a partner.
No, I gotta admit, I'd much rather have you as a teacher than as a partner.
And I'd rather have him as a colleague than a student. Perhaps you'd care to call my office about that.
Well, you have my gratitude, Dean Bolander.
You're welcome, George. I look forward to your call.
Fine. Fine.
Dude, let's go.
Because, and then of course, like, Eric getting into college, Eric, you know, Feeny, you know, knowing the dean, and oddly enough, isn't that his wife in real life?
Yes.
Yeah, and then Bonnie they Bartlett, date the show. Yeah. And then we get, I don't know, there's just a lot of back and forth with different characters. Corey's getting more manic as the season goes too, which is funny.
Yeah, so as this season honestly, since season five, the end of season five, but as season six and seven happen, Corey ain't the main character anymore.
No.
At least not for me.
Corey, it's becoming an ensemble after this.
Yeah, it is, but, like, Corey is not the point of view that I really care about. Do I like seeing the Cory Topanga stuff? Yes. But you're absolutely 100% right. He has become more manic and more weird and more crazy, and it's he's just too out there.
We're here is fine.
Corey, why?
Before you say anything, I just want to state that as a man, I am entitled to certain rights and privileges.
I understand.
So as a man, I went with other men and did man things because I do not want to be thought of by those men as, how do I put this delicately?
Whipped?
You could at least let me say it.
Corey, I'm not mad at you.
But you're disappointed in me.
I understand your need to be one of the guys. The only thing that's important to me is that we are always honest with each other, okay?
You're not just being understanding now, but actually harboring bitterness and resentment that will fester over the years into one that you hack me apart in my sleep, right?
No, Corey, that would be wrong.
But this first half of this season, these 12 episodes, Sean's the character for me. Because we get into his old poetry thing and his relationship with Angela and all that.
Well, and you've got him still dealing with his dad's situation and his brother, and he's very much evolving and trying to grow.
Yep.
Despite, you know, everybody around him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel for him in a lot of instances.
Oh, absolutely. Like the whole poetry episode, which we aren't going to skip over the Everybody Loves Stewart episode, folks. Trust me, we're going to talk about that. But the poetic license and Ode to Holden Caulfield, which is the one where Corey reads Sean's poems at the local coffee house. Like, Sean is the type of person that will write stuff down for himself. He's the type of character that wants to say things to people, but he just finds that he can't. So he writes it down in poetry or whatever else. And Corey doesn't listen to he heard his friend's poems, but he didn't listen to them, kind of thing. And I think this is one of the first real arguments we really ever see. Have they had arguments before in the past? Yeah. But this is something that Sean doesn't share with anybody. Like, this is something for just Sean. This isn't just, and he even says it in the episode. No, you're not just going to apologize to me. No, you're not just going to blow this off. This is something that's very important to me. You can't just Corey your way out of this.
Well, and you see him being very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it kind of sucks that they drag his story. Like, he's been dragged through the mud since the start.
Yeah.
And I mean, not that these situations don't happen with people in real life, because they do.
Right.
It just sucks that it took, like, until the end of Girl Meets World for him to have a final resolution.
Yeah, but it is what it is. But
you do relate to him and feel for him and have the empathy and the, you know, like, or you desperately want to help him.
Yeah, absolutely. And even at the end of this series, because we didn't know in 2000 when this ended, we didn't know. When did Girl Meets World, 2014, 2013. Whenever Girl starts, I forget when Girl started. I think it was 2014. I could be wrong. Might be later than that.
GF2 and Mike here. It was 2014 to 2016 for the Girl Meets World run on Disney Channel. Now back to our show.
Because Girl only had 3 seasons, whenever it was. Anyway, the point is, when the year 2000 happened and this series ended, I remember this like it was yesterday, the finale. Spoilers, folks, for our, you know, season 7 episodes. You know, here, she throws him a duffel bag. What's this for? You're coming with us? I'm going with you? Yeah. Like, I mean, he kind of gets a sort of happy ending. He gets to go with his best friend and his best friend's wife. He gets to go with Jesse and Jesse's girl, essentially. Again, we're going to get to Girl Meets World when we eventually cover those 3 seasons, folks. And I like that show for the new characters and the not spinoff, but the continuation aspect of it being Corey and Topanga's daughter and their son and all of that. But again, like you just mentioned, Sean's story, he finally got his happy ending. So, but yeah, no. But to talk about Everybody Loves Stewart. Oh, God. So this is where Bonnie Bartlett really shines as Dean Bolander, which they only credit her, at least on Wikipedia, they only credit her as Dean, but her name is Dean Bolander. Special guest star, Fred Savage, as the gross Stewart teacher person. No. How about new? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little cringe.
I was like, okay.
It's almost like cringe enough that like I don't ever want to watch it again, but I know that these situations happen and I'm glad that like he gets reamed and like Corey did the right thing.
Yep.
Despite being put on probation.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that I like about season 6, episode 7, Everybody Loves Stewart, is two things. Number one, William Russ directed it. Well, three things. William Russ directed it. Matthew Nelson wrote it. Matthew Nelson was an amazing writer. Number three, I like seeing the Savage Brothers act together. I just like seeing them act together. I don't obviously like the role that Fred Savage is playing, but I like seeing Fred and Ben act together. Even though this is not the best of roles for them to be acting as, whatever. You know, so, but yeah, no, absolutely. This is not, oh boy. Ooh. But this is an issue that I think this show needed to tackle with, especially in college. You're going to have teachers, unfortunately, sadly, colleges have teachers that think they can do this kind of bullshit. And that's just wrong. And I love that Dean Bolander and all that comes down on him, and I love that Corey took the stance that he took and, you know, stood up for himself and stood up for his friends and stood up for his girlfriend, obviously, and everything else. And oh boy. And again, it just goes to show you that this show did not shy away from hard topics.
No, it didn't.
Because this show wanted to teach everybody life lessons. And unfortunately, at college, sometimes when you run into people like Stuart. But yeah, no, this was that was an episode in these 12. And then that through line, the whole Sean and Angela thing comes to a head in that 12th episode with cutting the cord, where Sean and Angela drop a restraining order that forbids Corey and Topanga from any further interference in their romantic lives. Oh man, this episode. Oh, again, this is why I love this show, these seasons, is because it's just so much fun seeing Sean go through this stuff. And honestly, Sean and Angela both, seeing them go through this and seeing them get through it, obviously. Like, it is hard. Dating is hard. Dating is, but if you're, you know, and I think this is good, where season 6, where we split these, technically we should have split this at 11, but I like splitting it at 12 because you have this ending here with cutting the cord with them, because Alan also has a midlife crisis. He has a midlife crisis and goes shopping for a motorcycle. And the very next episode, which we'll talk about next time, is, well, we'll have a good time then, because Sean and Jack, they get reunited with Chet. Chet is back next time for episode 13 of season 6. So I like splitting it here, even though there are only 22 episodes in this season. I thought there were 24, but there are only 22. But yeah, this first half is kind of up and down, but overall I liked it. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was fun. I wish I could relate more to the college stuff, but I just didn't have that kind of experience. It's nice seeing the experience of it and seeing what it was like to go through it. I know I'm not talking much about the Eric and Jack situation, but that's because I don't particularly
care about the Eric and Jack storyline yet. I don't know if I ever will.
Yeah, I didn't really care for that much either.
I mean, it just doesn't... I mean, they get... So the basis of it, folks, and I'm sure you've all have seen it if you're listening to the sound of our voices by now. Considering Podcaster Meets World has been going on for 9 years, sort of.
Which is nuts.
Yeah, I know, right? We will finish this before the 10th year, folks. Trust us, we will. all you know, folks, this is all the top 100 TV series' fault. Just because Boy Meets World made it to number 50 on the list. Stupid people, stupid voting. Yes, I'm going to bring it up every time. But anyway, yeah, just, I don't know, just not really that invested in, like, I think it would have been cool to have Sean, Eric, and Jack do the roommate thing, but then Sean has his whole thing with Angela, as we've already talked about. So that's the thing. And then what really is the thing is obviously Corey and Topanga can't be roommates because
they're not married.
They're not married yet. And you have to be in them. And oh boy, the married dorms. I can't wait to get to, oh boy. That's a whole other situation. Once we get to those episodes. So yeah. And then as that happens, turns out girl down the hall, who apparently, what, see, this is what confuses me about this first half of this season. Rachel is introduced to us by being in the dorms, living with her boyfriend. But if you can't be in the, that makes no, see, that part of the story makes no sense.
It's because they needed a reason to write her in.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's like, yeah, I don't know. I just wish there was a different, because technically, because the girls' dorm is not on that floor. There are no girls' dorms on that floor, right? The girls' dorms are on a separate... Yeah, I think the girls' dorms are on a separate floor. If the girls' dorms aren't on a separate floor, feedback at geekcastradio.com. Let us know, folks. I don't remember off the top of my head. I honestly do not remember off the top of my head. Because I know once we get into this further, before we get to the point of Corey and Topanga being in the married dorms, which I know are almost a separate building, or a, I know those are a separate floor. I don't remember if the girls' dorm and the boys' dorm are in the same building or not. I think they are, but I'm pretty certain they're on a separate floor. It's a whole thing. But overall, I enjoyed this first half. It was kind of a memory lane thing for me. Again, Sean and Angela, I'm more invested in them and seeing what comes of their relationship, even though I know where it goes. You know, but at least going back and rewatching this series and having hope.
Yeah.
Even though we know where it goes. Any moments, any specific moments or quotes that you want to call out from these 12? Anything that sticks out in your mind? Anything stupid Eric did that made you laugh?
I don't think anything really this go around. I know... I like Eric a little bit more in season 7 because he loses the goofy hair and gets the spiked haircut. And that's when I'm like, okay, because I can kind of relate. Like I did like the spiked hair thing like back in high school. And so it was entertaining to me. Plus he's like more goofy, but he's also like a little bit more real. in some regards, because like he was a little bit more vulnerable with like Topanga and Feeny and things like that.
Yeah. And I know we didn't talk about the parents too much, but as we mentioned, we did mention briefly that Amy and Alan are having a fourth child. And there is one thing that does happen in this in episode 12. Lamaze class. Oh, Eric.
The man has no shame.
No, the man has no shame whatsoever. Oh, God, Eric. Nope. All right, folks, I think that's going to do it for us. I don't think we're going to do an ad break in this episode of the show because this has kind of been a short episode, but anything you'd like to promote, anything you got going on, anything you got coming up that you want the people to know about?
Just working on different podcasts and some 3D print stuff that hopefully I'll get some video footage of as I go along.
Very cool. Thank you for joining us here on Podcaster Meets World. There are several ways to get in contact with us, to leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. You can send email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. We are on all the social medias. I am at TF21Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio. What is your social media stuff, sir?
At SCP21 or at Steve Phillips VO.
There you go. You can find us on Facebook at Geekcast Radio Network for the Facebook page. Next up, season 6, episode part 2, which is episodes 13 to 22, the second half of season 6. That's going to be very, very interesting. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in next time here on Podcaster Meets World.
Oh, everything is more than okay. She is the mother of a beautiful baby girl. Oh.
And she's got this man right here to thank for it.
Eric.
No, I'm serious, Dad. You knew just what to do.
Oh, I didn't do anything. I mean, she was in trouble.
No, I'm not talking about with her. I'm talking about with me, man. I was petrified. You saw me. I froze there, man. But you know, I'm telling you, you knew what to do, like always. You're going to do that for the new baby, too.
Yeah, the very lucky new baby to have a great dad like you.
I hope so.
So you still getting the Harley? So I was thinking about borrowing it.
Sorry, Jack, you can borrow my station wagon.
Yeah, that's great. The women are really going to love that.
So this midlife crisis is all about the baby, right?
There's never been any question about how much I want the baby, Amy. I'm just worried about how much the baby's going to want me. I'm afraid I'm going to be, you know, too tired to play catch or teach him how to ride a bike. I'm worried I'm not going to have enough energy to run around with him the way we did with the other kids.
You think that's what makes you a good father? I mean, yeah, sure, you taught me how to swing a bat, but any little league coach could do that. I mean, it was more important that you were there for me after I struck out. You made me feel better. You were always there for me, man, just to listen to me, to give me advice, you know, to help me get through stuff, just like you did today. You're never going to be too old to do that.
Well, I know I'm never going to be too old to give my son a hug.
No, you really are. No, you really
are. Everyone, I propose a toast. A toast.
You know. Is that your printer?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I was like...
Yeah, that's my 3D printer going in the background.
No. I just wanted to make sure. I was like, wait a minute. Price check, aisle 5? Because that's what it sounded like a second. I was like, wait a minute, who dinged the price check guy?